This is a little different in terms of any photo I've taken, at least any that I can recall. It's a magnolia flower, and we all know I've taken tons of shots of magnolia flowers before, but it's a totally different perspective than one that I usually take. It's straight down, and I don't know why. I just never really do that when I take photos. I was walking to my office on campus one day. In fact, it may have been the same day I took last week's photo. I don't recall, but this is about 20 feet outside my building at work, and there's a magnolia tree there. And I stopped and tried to get a couple photos of a magnolia flower. And I saw this one that was close to the ground. And when you see a flower that looks like this, there's not a lot of time that you can get a photo that looks like this, where the flower petals are totally white and you've got the center part of the flower with all this yellow and white going on. I don't know anything about flowers or botany, but it's just a bunch of. Well, you see the flower like this. And I wanted to kind of capture it in a different sort of way. I think I used my +4 close-up filter on this, and I stood above the thing and shot a couple pictures straight down. I wasn't sure what aperture to use, to be honest. I actually had this specific shot in mind. Once I kind of lined up the shot and started looking at it, I knew what I was going for, which was this right here. But I wasn't sure what aperture to use, especially when using close-up filters. If you shoot wide open, you get these the image isn't as sharp and as pure as it could be otherwise, because optical filters are not actually it's not a true macro experience like you would get from a macro lens. It's sort of like a fake macro, but it allows you to get really close. And when you're doing that, if you use super wide apertures, it can get kind of dicey. So I shot this a couple of them at f4, a couple at f2.8, and I don't remember what this was. I think it was f2.8, but I'm really happy with how it turned out. I got the center part of that flower just tack sharp, and the rest of it is totally blown out and blurry. I like the way that you're seeing straight down. It's a perspective that I don't often see when I'm looking at flowers. And to be honest, I'm pretty happy with how this turned out. I think it's pretty cool. It's pretty unique in my photo stream. If I go to Flickr and I scroll through, I don't have many like this, so it was fun to take. So I don't know that I have a big lesson here, other than it never hurts to try something new with a familiar subject, which is exactly what I did here. It doesn't cost money, doesn't really cost any time. It only took 30 seconds to get this photo, but it was something fun and interesting to try. And look what happened, a new kind of photo that I don't have before. So yeah, it was fun. And maybe the next time you come across something that you've already photographed dozens or hundreds of times, maybe you'll try and think of a new way to look at it, photographically speaking.